Fresh start. Screw that. I don't want a fresh start. I want to be remembered.
This is what adults do. They work from 8 to 5 in a job they hate, but it pays the bar tab for happy hour, and they get the weekends off. Right? So it's worth it.
I kept saying, I can't imagine the despair. But, you know, that's not true. I actually spent way too much time imagining it.
Without Will, I stopped in my tracks and was staring at him, mouth agape, eyes wide. No, what now? I'm just trying to be happy.
I have this sort of burning compulsion to express myself. It's just, and I think actually we all have that as human beings, and people tap into it in different ways. But I really had gotten some satisfaction out of the storytelling, and I looked around and there wasn't anything going on here, and I was like, okay, well, I'll start some. I got to experience for myself how healing it can be to reframe your life as a narrative. So to take a step back and look at your own life as if you were a character in a movie or, you know, a character in a book, and say, okay, and try to be honest and authentic about my own experiences. I feel with my writers, with my storytellers, like I feel with my Pilates clients, which is this like unconditional love and respect, because they're putting themselves out there in this really vulnerable way. And it's not just writing it down, which for some people, they may not have written something down like that since school. But it's also getting up in front of a packed room. We usually have 125 people in the audience, and reading it.